Today's Amud begins where the Mechaber is in the middle of telling us about this Tov. It is good to say the Parshias of the Karbonis in the morning. So the Mechaber says, Parshias HaKarbonis lo yomer ela bayom. This is Sif Vav in Simen Aleph. That because Karbonis are only brought by day, you should only say the Parshias of the Karbonis by day. The purpose of saying it is in order to get the ritzui. It should be accepted as if you actually brought the carbon. It can only be said at a time that you can bring the carbon. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that later in the Mechaber, in Siftes, he's going to mention that among the parshas that one says is the parsha of the kiyor, where the kohanim wash their hands before they begin their avoda, as well as the parsha of the trumas hadeshen. Where the day's avoda begins, where they take the ash off the mizbeach. Those things were actually done at night. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions that those can be said at night, whereas the Mechaber so far mentioned the Karbonis themselves, where he mentioned Ola and Mincha and Shlomim. These Karbonis could only be brought by day, and as a result of it, one should only say these parshias by day, dafka by day. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that if you want to say the Karbonis and don't have time by day, that you can actually say them by night. I guess you can get the Ritzui at a different time also, b'di'evit, if it's a Shas Adchak. So if you can't manage by day, you can even say it at night. Now, night means either at the end of the day, or night can also mean early if you're going to end up saying it before Alos HaShachar. And that's also considered night. Yes, so this was the parsha of the Karbonis should be said by day. With regard to Shabbos, most of these Karbonis, the Ol, the Shlom, the Mincha, other than the Tumid and the Musafin, these Karbonis were not brought on Shabbos. Therefore on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says you could say them if you want to, but a Talmud Chacham is better off learning than saying the parshas of the Karbonis on Shabbos. Now we go further. The Mechaber in Siv Zayin says that when you finish saying the Parsha of Ola, you should say Yehi Ratzon Ulfanecha, that this should be accepted as if I brought a carbon Ola. He says the same thing with Mincha and the same thing with Shlomim. He very clearly omits Chatos and Asham. The Shulchan Aruch will not have you say Yehi Ratzon and Chatos and Asham, the reason being that you can only bring a carbon Chatos if you're Chayev Chatos. You can only bring a carbon Chatos if you did an Avera that is Mechayev Chatos. An Avera that is Mechayev a carbon Chatos is an Avera that if had it been done b'mezid, there would have been a Chi of Chorus. If it's done by Shogeg, then one brings a carbon Chatos. So there you can't say Yehi Ratzon unless you're actually Chayev Chatos. So that's why the Mechaber left it out. The Shlaw that the Mishnah Berurah brings has an Eitzah where you can do say Al Tnai. You say, if I'm Chayev a Korban Chatos, let this be a Chatos. If I'm not Chayev a Korban Chatos, then I'm just learning. Couldn't hurt to learn. The Magen Avraham doesn't like this. He says that you can't bring a Korban Chatos unless there's a Yediyah Lebasof. The halacha is that you have to know that you did the Aveira that you're Chayev Chatos for. Therefore, simply making a Tanai when you're totally unaware of having done the Aveira, you shouldn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that if you really think you may have done an Aveira B'Shogeg, there you can use the Shlaz Tanai and say in this Chayavti, and that Tanai is actually printed, at least one side of it, is printed in the Sidurim, where we don't make any mention of the fact that if you're not Chayev Chatos, all you want it to be is Torah. But you're saying that this should be considered as if you brought a Karbon Chatos, if you really are Chayev a Karbon Chatos. Sif Ches, Yomer Ima Karbonis, Pasik V'Shochat Oso Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafon Lifnei Hashem. Here the Mechaber is talking about these Karbonis that are not an essential part of davening. There's no chiv to say them. It was Tov Lomer. They were a good thing to say. These are the Parshias in the Chumash of these Karbonis. So he says that with these, it is also good. Yomer Ima Karbonis, you should say with the Karbonis, the Pasik of V'Shochat Oso. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that our minhag today is to say V'Shochat Oso right after the Parsha of the Tumid. Chazal tell us that when you say the Pasuk of V'Shochat Oso, Hashem remembers the Akedah. We get the S'chus of the Akedah at that point. So we say this together with the Karban Tumid, even though the Mechaber puts it together with the other Karbanis that are Tov Lomer. Then comes Siftes. Yesh nohagim lomer parshas hakiyor There are those who have a minig of saying the kiyor, v'chakach parshas trumas hadeshen, and then the parsha of the trumas hadeshen of the taking off of the ash from the mizbeach, v'chakach parshas hatamid, and then the tamid, v'chakach parshas mizbach mikdar ketores, the parsha of making the mizbeach ketores. Uparsha simone aktoris vasioso, and the parsha of kachlechosamim of the different samamonim that went into the ktoris. Now the mechaber had said tov lomar on the other korbanis. Here he doesn't say tov lomar. He says yesh nohagim. There are those who have the minhag. It would seem that that is our minhag. Our minhag is the yesh nohagim. The minhag of the korbanis that are printed in the siddur is this order. It is the parsha of the kiyor and the trumas hadeshen, and then the parsha of the tamid, and then the ktores. Most siddurim leave out the parsha of making of the mizbeach haktores, but only the parsha of kach lechosamim. As opposed to all those things that he said tov lomar on, they are not printed in the regular siddurim, and it is understood that they're tov lomer, they're a good thing to do. It's a good thing to say the other parashias of the Karbanas, whereas these are part of the Minig Yisrael to say. The Minig Yisrael is to say the parasha of Kiyur, Trumas Hadeshen, Tamid, and Ktoris. That is Minig Yisrael. The other parashias of the Karbanas are only tov lomer. There is a Bir Halacha that begins when the Mechaber mentioned it first to say the parsha of Ola Mincha Shlamim Chatas Asham. There's a Bir Halacha that says there that these parshas are to be studied before you say them. He says learn through the Rambam on the halachas of the bringing of these karbanis, because the Lashon of Chazal is not just you recite them and you get credit as if you brought a karban. It's that when you're osek in these parshas, when you actually learn them, when you're learning the parshas of these karbanas, learning means to learn, to understand, know exactly what they did, that's when you get credit, you get the ritsui as if you brought the karban. Therefore, he suggests that you go and learn it from the Rambam so that you know the karbanas. People that have actually learned kachim and know it, they should be saying these parshas and remembering what they learned about these different parshas. Another thing that the Mishnah Berurah mentions there in the Bir Halacha is that if you're going to say all of those parshias, then before you say them, since you're getting the ritzui for them, you're supposed to say vidui, because when you brought a korban, the person who brought the korban would say vidui first. He would go and confess before he brings the korbanas. Therefore, some of the siddurim today have actually printed the vidui and then all of these korbanas that the Mechaber said tov lomer. The standard Seder Hadvarim, though, is this Yesh Noagim of Siftes. That is, once again, the Parsha of the Kiyor, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Tomid, and the Ktoris. So now let us review what we've had up until this point. Sif Aleph began with the Mechaber telling you to wake up the day, get up before daybreak. Mishnah Berurah mentioned the Shlav being Mechaber the Yom and the Laila. He also went through the basic halachas of Negel Vasser, although he'll go through them in detail later. The Ramah said, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, walk around with a constant state of awareness of Hashem's presence and not be afraid of people who are making fun of you, and be proud, do mitzvahs in front of those who aren't doing them. Whereas when it comes to people that are doing the mitzvahs, there you should be tzanua. You shouldn't go out of your way to try and make your kiyum ha-mitzvahs visible. Then the Mechaber said that the best time that one should do his tachanunim, if you feel like asking Hashem for rachamim, the best times are the joint between the first and second third of the night, and then the second and the third of the night. Whereas later the Mishnah Berurah told us that Alpi Kabbalah Chatzos is really the opportune time based on Kabbalah. The next thing was that the Rush wrote, Roy L'chol Yirei Shamayim, anyone with Yirei Shamayim should be pained and worried over the fact that we are living in a tkuf of Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt in our days. The halacha of Tov Ma'at Tachanunim B'chavana, you're better off saying less of those things that are not absolute necessities, but saying them with kavana, if you cannot say them all with full kavana. And the Talmud Chacham should say fewer Tachanunim and spend more time learning. Again, Tachanunim being these things that are optional. Then the Mechaber told us the halacha of Tov. It is good to say first the parsha of the Akedah for the sake of being Ma'orah, the Schus of the Akedah, the Schus Avis, as well as remembering the Sirish Nefesh that every Jew should have. The parsha is Haman to remember Bitochen. And the third one, the Aseres Adibris for remembering Maimon Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satorah. After that, he says that it is also good to say the Parshias of the Karbonis, Ola, Mincha, and Shlomim, and Chatos, and Asham. He then told us that when you say these Parshias, it should be by day and not by night, because these Karbonis cannot be brought by night. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned that in time of need they could be said at night as well. Along with these Karbonis, you should also say the Pasuk of Ashachat also, which we say together with the Karbon Tamid. And then finally, Yesh Noagim, which is our minag, to say first the Parsha of the Kiyar, the Parsha of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Parsha of the Tamid, and then the Parsha of the Ktores, and the Mechaber adds in the Parsha of the Mizbeach HaKtores, and the Mishnah Berurah telling us that you should really know what you're saying. The schar of the Ki'ilu Hikriv is only when you're osik in it, when you really know what you're talking about, and you really learned it.